One of the main reasons we experience back pain is because we sit in chairs.
Change has come to America.
The truth out there.
Some alien race to come down and threaten us.
The military industrial complex.
A highly funded yet unofficial government agency.
I've now been in 57 states.
From the heartland of America in a bunker that smells faintly of liniment, this is PID Radio. I'm Derek Gilbert.
And I'm Nurse Ratchet Gilbert.
Welcome to 7-8 of 09.
It's 7-8-9.
Yes, it is. How about that?
And, not 5-6-7-8, though. Remember that group, the 5-6-7-8s?
Oh, well, yeah. Who could forget the TV commercial? Right, yeah. Sharon actually went to iTunes and downloaded the whole album. All four songs.
Trust me, it got worse.
Oh, yeah. That was their best one.
It was. Well, it was. So, hey, we want to thank everybody for their prayers because we're still not 100%. By any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I don't even know that we're 50%.
We're not.
We're here.
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, we are. Thank you, all the kind notes and for your prayers. We do appreciate that. But nothing to complain about in the big picture. So we will soldier on. Yeah, the liniment, of course, is the wonky lower back thing that I've got going on. And but it, you know, at least that can be addressed with heating pad and ice. You know, mm-hmm. Fibro is like systemic, the whole thing, and that's what you're dealing with.
Well, you know, it's one of the, everybody has something. You know, there's an old saying that if all of the world's problems were piled up into one big monstrous pile, and everybody no longer having the problems, they were mm-hmm. all removed, and everybody was told, okay, you have to have some problems. Go pick out five or whatever. They go pick out their own problems.
Mm-hmm, probably.
Because that's
so.
What we know how to deal with.
Right.
You know? So. God gives us the grace to deal with whatever.
Yeah.
It's,
grace.
It's just that, I don't mind. I really don't. It's just that when things like this happen, it's really kind of difficult to do the things we love doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, at least, as far as my lower back is concerned, you know, that doesn't affect my, alertness it makes me a little grouchy, but you know, other than that, but you know, I think it's a small
thing.
All things considered, it's a small thing. So, anyway, last night, yeah, just not really up to par.
Maybe it was too much Michael Jackson.
It could be.
The coverage has just been so over the top.
Wall to wall. Although you got to admit, for the most part, yesterday's memorial service was fairly tastefully done. The appearance
with
of Al Sharpton
seem
not
to be
withstanding.
Deifying him.
Well, yes, yes. I mean, you know, from the in the view of the world. Let me clarify that. In the view of the world, people looking in, expecting something really crass and commercial, you didn't quite get that. But you're right. They did, as we've been talking about, elevate him at least to sainthood, if not godhood.
Mm-hmm.
We are the world, thanks to Michael, and he's helped us all, and he's not really dead. He's
There was even one scene, I don't know if you saw it, but the trick, I think, was to listen to the words, but also to watch the slideshow mm-hmm. behind the stage. And at one point, there were symbols that were running very quickly. And many of them, frankly, were pagan. I mean, really disturbing symbols that were creeping me out as I watched them come flying at me on the screen. And then shortly after that, we had a view of a ball of light on the earth that as the perspective pulled away, you saw the ball of light leave the earth.
Hmm.
I assume that represented
the apotheosis of Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, We Are the World is sort of an appropriate theme for the day because while all this was going on, we very quietly in the background, World News was reporting on several events that we need to take note of that, again, point toward the one world government.
Well, that's assumed that the world was able to get online.
That's true because
there was a cyber attack over the weekend that is making the press, but, you know, it's barely bubbling to the top.
Yeah. Lou Dobbs is talking about it, but you know, he looks for stuff like that.
He does. And I have to, you know, tip my hat to him for that.
But yeah, a number of American government websites, targets of a cyber attack. The prime suspect is North Korea, because a number of South Korean targets, South Korean government assets were also targeted by this cyber attack.
Well, am I right? Was the threat from Kim Jong-il that he was threatening to lob a long-range missile toward the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
sometime between July 1st and July 10th or something like that?
I would have to go back and look at that.
So the fact that there was a cyber attack mm-hmm. over the weekend during this window, I would think that Washington would have been scrambling, that the DOD would have been all over that.
Well, they probably were, and just the DOD doesn't tell everything to the press, so I suspect that there was more activity than the limited press coverage buried by the Michael Jackson coverage would indicate.
So do you think that the ability to cyber attack us from North Korea has anything to do with all the missing laptops?
No. Over the last several years, a number of laptops, and this goes all the way back to the Clinton years,
mm-hmm.
Disappeared from the State Department, from Los Alamos, from a variety of places.
And in fact, the guy at Los Alamos was accused of spying for China.
But there were other laptops that disappeared and hard drives that went missing.
Oh, lots
like
of them.
So,
but I guess I'm trying to make a China connection here.
Well, you know, but Wen Ho Lee was eventually acquitted of his connection.
I know he was. I know.
But
lots of stuff. In fact, Clinton himself was accused of letting a lot of U.S. technology go to China.
Sure.
And the reason I'm zeroing in on China is because, well, I think in many ways Kim Jong-il is used as China's attack dog, but more than that, China has the capability of taking down satellites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have come right out and said, we have the capability of taking down your, you know, cyber infrastructure.
Yeah. According to one internet security expert, the attack wasn't very sophisticated. Essentially, it was just attempting to flood U.S. and South Korean government websites with a lot of traffic. But it doesn't need to be really sophisticated if it prevents those websites from connecting and doing what they're supposed to do, or computer networks from doing what
exactly.
they're supposed to do, especially if they're defense related. Interestingly, it said the only site that was hit really bad, according to this expert, was the Federal Trade Commission, FTC.gov. Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. So, you think maybe North Korea knows who's got the bailout money now?
Oh, that's maybe? Okay, because we're going to get some more.
Yeah. So, continuing with the We Are the World theme, now that we've raised the subject of the economy and the bailout, the Pope yesterday, Tuesday, called on nations to create a world political authority to manage the global economy. A one world global
Gasp.
Government.
Shock.
More government regulation of national economies, apparently, again, with oversight by a world government body.
Now, this comes at a time when the world leaders of the G8 nations are meeting in Italy. So for the Pope to say that right now has great
significance. What the Vatican does, what the Pope does, is usually carefully considered from a geopolitical perspective. John Paul was really good at that kind of thing, and I'm sure that Pope Benedict is he's a very smart guy, there's no question. It's a papal encyclical distributed to the world's 1.1 billion Roman Catholics.
That's a big deal. Isn't the encyclical really...
It's called the highest form of papal writing.
Yeah, thank you for getting to that. I'm sorry, brain just not functioning very well, but I was thinking that it was an extremely important type of document.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, hey, note to self.
Right. No, this is a policy statement mm-hmm. from the head of the Roman Catholic Church to his followers and to non-Catholics around the world. Of course, President Obama is going to meet with the Pope this coming
on Friday,
7/10. And so yesterday, the Pope's encyclical titled Charity in Truth essentially describes the Pope's vision of new forms of redistribution of wealth by the world's governments, again, under the umbrella of a world government body, apparently.
Well,
you think
what?
You might he might have someone in mind who could oversee the program, perhaps?
I don't know. But, you know, along that same line of We Are the World, Netanyahu has said that he is open to that.
A two-state solution for the Palestinian problem. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, he said that on the 3rd, yes, which was his 100th day in office. I mean, he marked his 100th day in office by telling the Knesset that the two-party, the two-state solution is now the policy of the Israeli the Israeli state.
And I think what's important is that he now has the support of Shimon Peres,
right,
who in many ways is the real power behind the MP's office.
Right. Shimon Peres is the president of Israel, right. And he repeated the statement that Prime Minister Netanyahu made in Cairo on Tuesday. And again, this was all buried by the coverage of the Michael Jackson Memorial. But for Israel to come out over the 4th of July weekend and say, with one voice, essentially, the president and the prime minister, because President Peres is more liberal than Prime Minister Netanyahu. Mm-hmm. But for both of them to come out and say, Israel, there is no more discussion. We will support two states for two people, a state for the Israeli Jewish people beside a state for the Palestinian Arab people. Those were the words of Shimon Peres in Cairo.
Well, there is a group who is, if I remember correctly, sorry, again, brain is not functioning very well today. It's the group that I think has been advising Obama on foreign policy matters, even during his run for the office. And I can't remember the name of the group, sorry. Has come with the idea that there needs to be a third party administration oversight of Jerusalem.
Right, because the two parties, I mean, as we know, Jerusalem is divided between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And if this really comes to fruition and there really is a two-state solution and Jerusalem becomes a divided city, the world would likely want some neutral third party to enforce the peace in Jerusalem, because you've got two parties that have been, let's face it, warring with each other since the days of King Saul, living as they have now for decades within shooting distance of one another. And, interestingly, and this is triggering a memory here that I'm not going to be able to pull fully formed, so forgive me while I free associate. Didn't Tom Clancy write a novel
that came out? There's a light bulb over your head.
Yeah, yeah. And it's even compact fluorescent, which may be the problem. Tom Clancy wrote a novel a few years back that dealt with a Jerusalem at peace, overseen by a neutral third party. And I'm not sure I can't remember off the top of my head who that was. I'll have to go back and look it up. I read it years ago. But the whole, kind of roundabout way, wouldn't it be interesting if the Vatican stepped in and volunteered to oversee Jerusalem as a city for the world? Now,
well, doesn't the Vatican claim that they own that city anyway?
Now, we'll put a link in the show notes at PIDradio.com to a couple of articles, one that I linked to at the website yesterday in the announcement that we weren't doing a show yesterday, but also another by Barry Chamish, who we've interviewed, who claims that the Oslo Accords of 1992-1993, the Oslo Accords were essentially cover for a more a secret and more important agreement that was being reached in Rome at the time to essentially hand over Jerusalem, or at least key parts of Jerusalem, to the Vatican. So we will do some digging in that. Without being intimately familiar with the article and the details, I don't want to say any more than that, but we will put links in the show notes to this at PIDradio.com. And maybe this is worthy of an interview some coming weekend to find out what is actually going on there. But this is momentous. I mean, this was really earth-shaking, I think. And anytime you talk about what's going on in Israel,
if I felt better, I would be animated and agreeing with you. I am. It's just that
I can see it, and trust me, she is. This pact, this peace pact, especially occurring, as you pointed out, the week that on which that halfway point, if we speculate now,
12/21/12 minus 1260 days.
Yes, this is a week that the Israelis are stepping out and saying, we will agree to land for peace in Israel. We will agree to a Palestinian state on our borders exactly 3.5 years, halfway through a 7-year time period that ends at the end of the Mayan calendar.
It's very strange.
It is very strange.
It is very strange indeed. Also, there at JR Church has an article on a sign in the heaven that's going to be seen on July 22nd during in parts of the earth. It's a full solar eclipse. It's the, it's the second of three that are full solar eclipse. I'll have to read his article again here, but I don't think it's going to be quite like the next century before we get three in a row like this. We'll link to his article, and please forgive me again. He's J.R. Church. Let's see. The moon will hide the face of the sun again this month, in the longest solar eclipse in this 21st century. It will last 6.6 minutes. You got to love that.
Well, so yeah, a lot of interesting
but
things.
But here's the interesting thing. This, let's see, solar eclipse last year on August 1st was seen in parts of the Arctic. This year, July 22nd, and then in 2010, the third total solar eclipse will happen on July 11th. All three of these days are on the Hebrew calendar of the first. They're all three on the same day in the Hebrew calendar.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. I highly recommend reading the article.
Well, we'll put a link to that.
And again, I would
well.
Say more about it, but not only do I not feel well, but believe it or not, I have a sore on my tongue.
Oh, no.
Talking really difficult. Well, it's just one thing after another.
Well, good thing that we got that new shipment of ice cream in, the really good kind at the local grocery
store.
When Derek
called and said he was on his way home, I said, could you please get some ice cream?
Black raspberry and chocolate chip. They'll never stop us now. Well, so tonight may be a little, a bit of an abbreviated program. At least
I have to say, though, last night, because we didn't do the show, at about the time that we ordinarily would come back here, Sam was really adamant about, aren't we going into the office?
In fact,
he
came into the office.
In here,
yeah.
And then coming out and looking at us like, we're going into the office now, right? He was so perplexed as to why we weren't doing it. Because he runs on a schedule.
Yeah, it's a German thing, you know, precision and punctuality. He's all about that. So yeah, he was really really distressed last night. And boy, you know, over the weekend while we were down visiting family, just totally threw him off. His bed was in a different place. His snacks were in a different place. The bowl was different. The yard it was all different.
There was a cat. There.
And there was a cat in the house. Oh my goodness!
Oh good heavens! Well, you know, it is going to have to be a abbreviated tonight, but there's lots going on, and I'm sure that tomorrow I'll feel more like addressing them. I feel like I'm starting to get a fever now.
Well, as we head back to our recuperative chairs, we remind you that our email address for your notes and for tips, things that are in the news, things that have caught your attention that we might have missed.
We have
missed.
A tip jar?
We do. That's on the sidebar of the show notes there. You can send us those emails at radio@peeringintodarkness.com. And, of course, at the website, PIDradio.com. You'll see all kinds of interesting links, including a link to the Piercing the Darkness forum. Make sure you click that and stop by and kind of chew the fat.
or eat the ice cream. We also want to thank everybody for the supportive emails we've gotten. I haven't been on Facebook much the last couple of days, but we are on Facebook and Twitter, and they're not going to kick us off yet. But I do want to say thank you to Stephen, who was kind enough to send us a really wonderful donation through PayPal. So, you know what? You folks who are praying for us, that is just as important. But those of you who have a little bit of extra and you share it with us, we are so grateful to you for that. The bandwidth costs, well, they're rising, just like everything else.
Yeah. And as Sharon mentioned, this goes into a fund to keep the bandwidth to keep the websites going regardless of what may happen. It's set to automatically renew and just auto-deduct from the account. So we'll set that up and keep that going, and we thank you for that. Until tomorrow, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Bye-bye, everybody.
On demand.
This is PID Radio.